It was a typical Monday. A friend of mine sent me an email this morning, 8 a.m. I was up anyway, and was like, it's going to be a crazy Monday. It's going to be crazy. And they're in Miami. And they're like, it's going to be crazy. Hot, as they said. It's just the hottest it's ever been this year. And they're used to, you know, being able to enjoy the beach with their kids and go out and just, you know, take a break and have lunch on a blanket on the beach. She works from home, and she said, I just couldn't do it this year. It's so hot, you know. They get burnt, like, in a matter of 5 minutes, whether or not you can't even walk across the sand, because the sand is so hot. And I thought, I didn't even think about that. How many people didn't think about that? Even with sandals, as she said, you know, the sand gets on your feet, and it's still blazing hot. It's just, global warming has changed everything, and really everyone. I mean, mentality and emotionally, and the workers and contractors and construction, and, you know, people have to be outside and, you know, stuff. And hurricane season is like Karen Carpenter's song, it's only just begun. That sounded like actually a young Michael Jackson, didn't it? Jackson 5. It's only just begun. That was scary. It's the first time I've been able to laugh today, because it's like an 80s bangout song. It's just another manic Monday. I wish it was I'm on a run day, because it was stressful as hell, not fun day. It's just another crazy Monday. If you can read this back, the F off. If you don't like my driving, F off. Bitch on board driving. Back off. It's a plate in front of me. Oh man, did I just not say global warming has changed everyone's mentality? If I get next to her, do you think she could like spin her head all the way around and then look at me and go, sorry, Blue. It's the first time I've ever laughed today. Oh my God, love it. Lord have mercy. Jane Felicia, the Exorcist girl. Hey, everybody, hit me. Oh God, here comes the sun, said no one. Here comes the rain, and I say, I'm over it. Blue. Took them to run errands. I had to throw the checks that the other party decided I'm not going to be responsible. I'm not going to sign them. I'm going to project, gaslight, take out all my stuff going on in my life. Hate, gaslight. Reflect, project, narcissistic, point, target. You know, that's how narcissistic personality disorder works, and narcissism, you know. Any little thing that they can twist and flip and manipulate like an exorcist doll, yes, they'll do it. I literally was like, I have to get legal counsel advice. You know, it's like horrible. It's like, hey, I hate to put to bother you again, but here's something else we're going through with him. What is it now? You know, and that's exactly what they say. What is it now? Like, they literally will not sign. I literally sent the checks to next to Ken like he told me to do. And literally I got him back and he didn't even open the envelope. He never even got the envelope. But he told the contractor, yeah, I'm going to go over there and I'll get him and I'll have him ready by Friday and I'll bring the envelope with me. And then a typical gaslight. Oh, it's in the garage. Knowing psychologically it's not in the garage. These are just twisted narcissistic mind games. This is the mind games of gaslighting. Making you feel like you're crazy. The gaslighting tactics. You gotta look at it logically for what it's worth. It's narcissistic behavior. It's crazy ass behavior. I literally wish I would have spoke to legal counsel last week, the right attorney, and as they advised me today, it's over, it's done. Send the checks back to the insurance company, they can deal directly with him. This has nothing to do with you. Take a picture of everything, video everything, send it to the contractors so they see that everything's legit, you weren't lying, this isn't a joke. You're going after the wrong person, you know? They understand that they're frustrated. The attorney fully gets it. But as they said, they're taking it out on you. And it's nothing to do with you. That's between him and them. And they need to pursue it legally in court. You know? Put a lien on the house? Fine, do it. You know? I have my blessing. Put a lien on the house. I know a lot of people are like, well, she literally saying that? Yeah, I literally am. Put a lien on the house. Put a full lien on the house. Go to court. Put a lien on the house. I'm going to stand in front of the judge and go, hallelujah, amen. I bless this lien. A lien means it can't be sold until the debt's paid off. I can't force anybody to sign to be responsible. And sometimes they have to play hardball and they have to learn the hard way. Go ahead, put a lien on the house. No, you gotta do what you gotta do. I did all I could. I went above and beyond the contractor and things I shouldn't have done. But I wanted to see them get their money and not be, you know, gaslit. And they were gaslit out the wazoo, out the ass, okay? I'm just putting it lightly. Checks went back to the insurance company, took a picture where it showed I endorsed it, signed already, and put it in the mailbox. And the insurance company said they'll have to deal with it. You know, they're going to figure out how to deal with it. Copied the contractor, and that's all she wrote. That's how I have to handle things here on out. Don't let it continue. It went over a week too long. I don't need the stress. I'm not going to put up with it. And I'm not going to put up with anybody, period, causing me stress. Just crazy behavior. It's typical narcissism. It's narcissistic behavior. There's no other way to slice and dice it. Put a lien on the house. But go for it. You know? Gotta do what you gotta do. Can't be sold until the debt's paid off. Oh well. You know, I had a contractor, speaking of contractor, I took care of the excavating part. Thank God I don't have to worry about anybody signing no nothing, no nada, you know, working the insurance company. And I had a contractor in the beginning and they had left the job, and then I had another contractor and they were supposed to be out this morning and they stopped by and looked at things over the weekend. Okay. And then all of a sudden over this weekend, I was like, what the heck? I run those robots, you know, in the basement, and it just cuts time for me physically. So I'm going to burn energy and calories I don't have. And the robot literally sucked up water, and it was like, oh my Lord. If I didn't have a strange feeling to look in the basement, like I had this gut feeling that something's up in the basement. I don't know why, but I did. I'm so sick of this rain, I'm sorry. But it looks so nice, the rain trickling off the roof into the gutters and not going into the attic. So you laugh again. Oh Lord, I forgot what I was even saying. Because it looks so nice watching the water just trickle down the roof. The first time in 6 years having the house that I did not want. This was a house Eric picked out, not Kimberly. I wanted a bed and breakfast house. I wanted this big historic mansion in the next county over. And the problem was they didn't have an intake pipe and there was mold or something in the air and it was really getting to me. And we weren't sure if we'd be able to remedy the situation, and it was a last minute decision to bow out because the owner wasn't willing to reroute things in that. And I don't know, do I regret not making that decision and still taking the house? I don't know, because I mean, I guess I should have, because look how much money's been poured into this house. Money pit part 50 I'm on now. But I'm damn proud of myself. I did a lot of work and a little project I did just to get my anxiety and keep my pain. You know, when you get to break through pain of what I'm on, you're still getting breakthrough pain. The whole goal is to get a consistency, and I did another podcast about this, but I'm just going to say I can't find the consistency and the rhythm with the medicine and taking it. You know, it's going to take a while, just so I'm constantly at the least amount of pain possible. But getting back to it, yeah, I mean, I had to mail the checks to the insurance company. It's crazy, isn't it? Here's some screenshots. I mean, everything's signed. It's just somebody playing games. You know, it's games. It's all it is. It's narcissistic narcissism. It's narcissistic games. It's gaslighting, projection. It's just, you know, and people think, do this stuff. I think it's funny. It's not going to be funny when you end up in court with the contractor or insurance company, whichever, because I did my part. As Terry said, you bow out now. You send these checks back. Let the insurance company know. They know. They get the checks back. And then they're going to have to figure out what to do. Because they can't force somebody to sign them either. But there's ways and means around it. As they said, they'll figure it out, you know, and everything's documented. So, I mean, that's all you can do. You know, you cannot, you know, you're nobody's mother, women. You're not. So don't try to be and don't be, you know. A mother needs to be a mother. But, you know, any parent or parents, you know, you're dealing with an adult, you know, especially the boys and son. And, you know, you shouldn't be, you need to take the reins as a parent of parents, you know, and anybody going through this, and don't toss it off on other people. If you can make a difference and instill values and responsibility into your son or sons, then you need to do it. You'll sit there and brush it and toss it off and not do anything about it, because that doesn't make you any better. You know, you're not helping the situation and you're just sitting back and throwing off everybody else. You know, that's the truth. But it is what it is, you know. This was, I realized over 11 years the things I have gone through, and I'm like, good Lord, holy cannoli, tannoli. I've never been through so much stuff, and there's one common factor of a person in every single bit of it. And when you remove yourself out of it and you don't have any of that craziness, then you start thinking real clear. As a trauma therapist said, you think real clear. You know where the problem's at. You knew where the problem was at. Stay away from the problem, period. You're still going to have leftover residual? I'm having a brain fart right now saying it. I just say leftover crumbs. You know, when you're out of that craziness, you always have that leftover crumbs or leftover fog. Just not as much like as you were, you know, around somebody who's controlling and creates craziness and that. You'll have leftover fog left over, but it's not anything like you were in. It's just leftover remnants. Okay, I'm just going to say tiny pieces. This is kind of like what the insurance check is like I chalk it up to be. But it's been crazy Monday. I had a no-show excavators. I finally texted, well, they didn't text me, but they emailed me. And I was like, you know, I was expecting you to show up in that. I have a pipe somewhere underneath the house. Having to turn off water supply in the house in a certain part of the basement. And it's a place I've never seen water before. But it's all connected to the issue that has not been completely resolved yet. So I was talking to the insurance company and that. And they're like, yeah, you know, and happen to switch contractors. And of course they said, well, listen, we were coming from down south, down southern part of Kentucky, and unfortunately we were held back on a project from last week, so we had to go back for emergency purposes. And you know, were they being honest or not honest, it doesn't matter at this point. You know, they didn't show up and they didn't bother contacting me, let me know. I had to email them twice, and after twice I'm like, I'm done. But you know, they promise and said, you know, we'll get around to it and that, but we have this going on. And you know, you need to back up and make sure you have a second and third party, you know, back up, make sure, you know, you'll have a secondary or third person or contractor, you know, to help. But robot, vacuum robot, literally sucked up all the water. It was done. Luckily it was an older robot vacuum, so it was like, whew, you know, thank goodness. If it was going to destroy any of them, it was that one, and it was done. Full of water. I couldn't save that vacuum, but I didn't show up. So it's like, you give them a second chance, you know, you show up, not, but I had to get back up, you know, I had to find some backup. So I was talking to insurance company today about it. And, you know, is the pipe connected to the initial problem? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, if it's not, it's not going to be part of the claim. We could open the claim back up if it is, and yada, yada, yada. And the whole point of the story is the contractor who was waiting for the envelope and the, you know, you did not show up with it and you were basically playing games with her. She wants to put a lien on the house. Go for it. Put the biggest lien possible. I'm going to sit in court and go, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Put the lien on the house. Put it all in the house. Because some people need to learn the hard way, you know? I'm still waiting to get the pipes and stuff resolved, and it's not going to be, you know, hey, you know, split right in half. That's going to be his half, you know, of not paid. That's the way it is. That's how it works. But, you know, you just, yeah, don't play games with people. Don't play games. We're too old to be playing games as adults, you know? Too old. Get in your late 30s, 40s, 50s. Too old to play games and beyond, you know? You just have to know when to hold them and fold them like a great Kenny Rogers song, and when just to run and walk the hell away. You know, from crazy, strange, drama, narcissistic, gaslight, projection, crazy, 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 project, gaslight, twist, fog, blah, 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 because that's what it is. That's how your brain feels being around anybody like that. Find peace, normalcy, calm, you know? Don't let things go. Like, with this issue with the insurance stuff, I should have reached out to the right attorney, legal counsel, and told them what was going on, but I felt bad, like, here we go again, there's something else, because there's so much. But we're dealing with this individual that it's like, again, but as they said, I need this because the next hearing, this is the things I'm talking about. We add on to what we need to talk about that we didn't get done in an hour. And this is major stuff. Okay. Nip it in the butt quick. Okay. Don't stress yourself out. Oncology patients, cancer patients, do not put yourself in a stressful environment. If people continue making stressful environments, then they don't respect you to start with. So remove yourself from them. You owe them nothing and don't respond. No, nothing, no nada. Okay. Evade, avoid, and move the hell away. Don't get near people like that, okay? People who cause you stress and they know what you're going through have zero respect for you, but most importantly, they have zero respect for themselves or anybody else. Can I get an amen on this manic, crazy, rainy, nasty, humid-ass Monday? Amen. So have yourself, you know, try to end the day like I did. You know, I'm going to end the evening on a positive note, you know, about adding optimism, you know, being optimistic to my life and adding positive, and I'll still always be that pessimistic person, but, you know, 50-50 worked for me, you know? And please don't forget as well, I can't say it enough, don't forget to go online and donate, even if it's a dollar. We all donate a dollar goes a long way if we do it in the United States and internationally. To those in need in Hawaii and Maui and the areas surrounding with all the fires, and please don't forget the fur babies, your family members, the Humane Society of Maui, and other organizations that are helping all the animals in need. Amen.